NHL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Looking, well, east and west at the same time. It's Knoxville, but it's Hollywood. Jason Swain joins us. What's the weather like in Knoxville right now? It's just weird here, and it rained again. What kind of, you guys at least get some snow or something?
No, it's 45, and to me, it's perfect. It's great. It feels great. Better than it was 2 days ago. It was like 20 degrees. That's too cold.
Well, that's cold like Tennessee's opponents have been shooting against their defense. Field goal percentage D in the last two games. They gave up 45 points to Vandy, 48 to Ole Miss. Field goal percentage defense for Tennessee last two games. They've given up 31 of 114 shots. That's 27%. And from 3, 5 of 50, 10%. What are they doing better defensively, Swain?
I mean, I think they understand they have to commit to that end. I mean, this basketball team came to the season understanding that they were super long, so they can get into passing lanes and get the hands on balls and run when they did steal the basketball. And they've done a really good job of playing defense, blocking out the in possessions, understanding that they're not the tallest, but you have Pons and you have Fulke, two athletic guys. I mean, you can create some havoc, and they've done that. And then offensively, they've gained some confidence and playing well right now. Let's see if they can take it to Saturday against Kansas.
Now, Falky's my man, and last year he'd have these games where he'd have like one of two or three things, like one foul, one turnover, one bucket, one rebound. And so I wanted him to get like as many ones as he could on the score sheet. I had this dream he would get like a quintuple single. But now my man's messing around getting double-doubles, Swain.
I 18 mean, and 10 last time.
What a fantastic story that dude is. I think it's just because he let his hair grow out.
Yeah, that, and I mean, he's a big believer in whole milk. that's that too. So, I mean, that's taking it old school. But, you know, he's been fun to cover because, I mean, you never question his effort. And you question some decision-making here and there last year, but it's kind of fun to watch him be kind of the focal point of the offense at times, and they throw the ball in the post, and he has a nice up and under move, and he can finish around the basket. He's great at blocking shots and altering shots, but he's been fun to watch. I mean, they run the offense through him. Also, Josiah James. I mean, seeing him be more assertive, take his shot, and making shots. This basketball team, I think, is kind of finding their identity and know their strengths and weaknesses. Jalen Johnson has been a nice surprise as well. I mean, he's been buried on the depth chart because of his lack of defense, and he's made a commitment to play defense, and he's getting shots too and making those as well.
They've got to pile up wins now because the schedule is ridiculous down the stretch. But
yeah,
Jordan Bowden struggling from three, 26.9% for the year. But Swain, he's 2 for 24 in his last four games, 16 of 83 in his last 14 games. What? As a former athlete, what do you need to hear to get you over some kind of hurdle like that?
You need your coaches to tell you to keep shooting, and your teammates to tell you to keep shooting, and they believe in you, and the people around you to keep telling you they believe in you. And that's kind of what he talked about after the Vanderbilt game. You know, he dropped 21, and you know, he mentioned God, he mentioned his mother. People around him just kind of continue to support him, and you know, he's a guy that's going to put up shots and going to put in the work. But I think what got him going is the drive to the basket. Getting to the basket, you can get to the free throw line. He's a great free throw shooter. And once you see the ball go in, it makes it a little bit easier. But he's going to be needed on Saturday if Tennessee is going to go up there and beat Kansas. So he needs to be really careful about settling for jump shots and definitely get to the rim and get himself to the free throw line.
Jason Swain, our guest at Swain Event on Twitter. UConn, Lady Vols rivalry, 13 years gap in between games. They're back at it tonight. Do you like that or do you not like that?
Do I like the matchup or do I like the rivalry being renewed?
Rivalry being renewed.
Oh, I love it. I mean, it's amazing. My 11-year-old, I told her, get your homework done, get out of the way, because 7 o'clock we are locked and loaded, planted on the couch watching this game. And I let her know the history behind it. I let her know about what these two teams mean to women's college basketball and how so many young ladies are playing in the NBA because they grew up watching this matchup and how important it is. So it's important for the sport. I'm glad it's being played, and it's gonna be a great game. You got Avina Westbrook, who transferred from Tennessee to UConn. She's not playing, but I'm pretty sure there's some pretty strong feelings there between Tennessee and UConn. I look forward to seeing kind of how it plays out tonight at 7.
Juwan Jennings turning heads at the Senior Bowl in Mobile. I saw you were one of the many people who tweeted something about that. That may surprise people nationally, Swain, but it's not surprising anybody who knows anything about football in Tennessee.
Now, when it comes to football, playing the game in between the lines, I mean, we know what we're going to get from Juwan. He's going to compete his butt off. It's going to be very hard to match his intensity. It's going to be hard to match his toughness. For Juwan, the thing that he has to make sure that he does really well, and that is test. When he gets to the combine, when he gets to pro day, he has to put up those numbers that are going to kind of surprise some of the coaches and GMs. I mean, they are expecting probably a 4.7 from him. So he has to kind of exceed expectations and run a little bit faster than what people think he's going to run. He needs to interview well, get on the grease board, understand concepts, and be able to explain them. But I can't wait to see what team Juwan Jennings is going to play for, because I'll immediately be a fan, except for the Packers.
How many more scholarships does Tennessee have in this next signing round?
Woo! I think the number's like maybe two. Yeah. Maybe two.
And they
maybe.
Might not use them, right?
Yeah, maybe. I think two was the number here. Tennessee went out and got some transfers, and you know, when you look at recruiting classes according to the recruiting services, I think it's really easy to get caught up in, you know, the number next to the team and the stars, but they don't take in consideration the transfers. Mm-hmm. And one thing that this staff has done in the last 2 years is they've added talent, whether it was D'Angelo Gibbs or Aubrey Solomon, this year with Cade Mays, bringing in Phyllis Jones. That's the most important thing, is they're bringing in talent. I don't care if they're 18 or 21, they're bringing in talent, they're bringing in speed, and they are upgrading the roster. So they're doing it again this year, so they may not need to go to the high school route as much. I think we may be looking at like two, possibly three, depending on who Tennessee has a chance to get later down the road.
Interesting thing going on with Jay Hardy, though. He won't be one of those guys. That was a wild thing to watch unfold.
Yeah, I think the grown-ups really dropped the ball there. I mean, a lot of grown-ups that could have kind of directed him a little bit better. To sign in December and not tell the truth all the way to the end of January, just not a good idea. And I think it's time for the SEC to kind of step forward and not let players that are not playing the All-Star games do that, because now we are fostering an environment of not being upfront, not being honest in recruiting, and you just open up Pandora's box to do other things that will cause some problems down the road. So I think they should go ahead and make the Jay Hardy rule and just make sure that if you're not playing an All-Star game, you need to go ahead and let everyone know if you sign, so you don't have that happen again. But I do understand kids want to have their moment and announce at the All-Star game, you know, Under Armour or U.S. Army. But if you want to, you know, sign with your teammates in February, then you wait to sign in February.
Right.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah, that was just, like I said, that was an odd thing to watch unfold.
Yeah, grown-ups messed that up. Sometimes, you know, we're too smart, and sometimes the kids are a whole lot smarter than us, and the grown-ups really, really failed him, and, you know, he looked bad because of it. The grown-ups got to be better.
Swain, great stuff as always, man. Always love catching up with you. We'll be watching the Lady Vols tonight, just like you.
All right. Y'all guys have a good one. Thank you. Yes.
Jason Swain on 104.5 The Zone, presented by Gary Ashton of RE/MAX Advantage. Looking to sell your home? Want to sell it quickly and for top dollar? Then call Gary Ashton of RE/MAX Advantage at 615-301-1650 or online at GaryAshton.com. Gary Ashton, the official real estate agent of the Nashville Predators.
Mickey and I did a show called Overtime on 104.5 The Zone on a part-time basis.